Kick-Ass Dice, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This is episode 16 of Kick-Ass Vets, and today we are talking about green flags for picking a clinic. Especially as a new grad, it's really important to try to pick a clinic that's a good fit, but it's always important for all of us. When you're looking through job ads, they're all going to look the same. You know, we have all the toys, we have a great team, we want someone that can fit, has a positive attitude and fit into our work family. It can be really hard to know whether a clinic is going to be actually good to work for or whether those are just words in a job ad. So this podcast is going to talk about some what we call green flags, so indicators that suggest that this might be a really awesome clinic to work for. Firstly, great communication. If a clinic can communicate really well with you throughout the whole process of interviewing and hiring, they're on top of everything, they're responding quickly, you have good discussions about cases that you see when you're interviewing and have good conversations, then you're much more likely to have an ongoing good relationship and communication aspect with that clinic in the future. You're also more likely to have performance reviews, more likely to have support and issues if you have any trouble or conflicts in the clinic. Another big green flag is a working interview. You should always do a working interview, but a clinic that asks for, or at least is supportive of a working interview, is a clinic that wants to pick the best person for a job. And it's a clinic that isn't trying to hide anything. Clinics that enforce a working interview are way less likely to be desperate and more concerned about getting a perfect fit. And that's usually a better clinic to work for long term. And a clinic that is supportive of a working interview understands your need to make sure that it's a good fit mutually. So that's a really good green flag, especially if they help with, you know, if they provide accommodations, if they're really quite supportive of the working interview and making that happen, that's a really big green flag. A clinic that is clean and organized, where you can find everything you need and everything is efficient and everybody works together like a well-oiled machine, is a clinic that is going to be efficient. It's going to be well-functioning. It is going to be a nice day-to-day life job. And you can start, you can see this through job ads. If they have pictures or if there's a video online, you can see that their clinic is nice and clean and organized. Another big green flag is clinics that perform up-to-date medicine. So how can you tell? Do they have good relationships with their specialists? Do they have a good continued education plan? Are they willing to learn new things? If you're in your working interview and you make suggestions about cases, do they take that on board and say, yeah, that's awesome, thanks for letting us know, or do they fight you? All of these things are really important. In your interview, you can ask about things like VIN memberships and relationships with specialists in order to try to determine if they're a clinic that truly likes to be up to date. Another really important sign is long-term staff. Clinics that have good work environments, that compensate appropriately, that have room for professional development, retain their staff. So if there are vets that have been working there for 10, 15 years, even 3 years in today's economy, if you have nurses that have been there for 20 years, these are signs that you have long-term experienced staff and that the clinic does what it needs to keep the staff on board. And that's such an amazing sign. It's something little, but it's something that really, really shows that a clinic's a good place to work. Another big green flag is the clinic busy? And does it have a diverse caseload? You don't want to be in a clinic that, you know, has one appointment an hour and everyone's kind of sitting around. You also don't want to be in a clinic that's absolutely run off its feet. Are they appropriately busy and are they seeing lots of different things, or do they refer away any case that is a little bit complicated? Clinics that will see those caseloads are ones that are much more open to learning and want to progress and want to really feel the full diversity of the career versus ones that just kind of want to do spays and neuters, vaccines, in and out. Another green flag is to look at the equipment. Sometimes you'll have a job ad and it says, oh, we have an ultrasound machine and we have a scope. And when you go to interview there, you say, oh, can I see your ultrasound machine? And they say, oh, well, we don't really use it. And they have to find it from the back of the storage closet and then figure out how to turn it on. You know, that's not a clinic that actually has an ultrasound machine. So you want to make sure that everything they say that they have in the ad is actually functional and usable and up to date. And you want to make sure that there's at least minimum in-house blood work that you can run for emergencies. And if they're using these tools efficiently and effectively, that's a really good sign that a clinic is organized. And if their machines are actually functional, it means that they're not lying in their job ad, which is another good sign. Another green flag is clinics that have a well thought out and made ahead of time schedule. This just shows that they can rely on their staff, which means the staff are happy, that they're willing to kind of slot you into a spot in their schedule so that you'll know what you're working, which means that you're less likely to be in a situation where you're going to be staying overtime. And it also just shows organization and a ideal of putting staff first, which is really important. The last green flag we'll talk about is resources. So clinics that have a good medical library or provide access to, you know, a VIN membership are clinics that are putting their financial resources into the clinic to ensure that there's good medicine instead of hoarding every possible penny for profit. So when you see clinics that have kind of put back into those resources that are not direct money makers, then you know that it's a clinic that's really striving to provide good medicine. So all of these things are just, you know, little indicators that when you're doing your working interview and when you're doing your negotiations, you can see that suggests that, yes, this might be a good clinic and might be a good fit for me. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, advocate for yourself because you are the only one that will. And we'll see you next time.